إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, every year we see graduates from various universities attaining degrees, maybe a PhD, a master's degree, maybe an undergraduate BA or BSc, and some of them they stay, this is their home, some of them they go back home somewhere in this world. And I thought that as this is really near enough to the university, Royal Holloway, it would be appropriate for me to give a nasiha, a piece of advice to my graduate students. Probably some of them already left, but some have not graduated, so that would be still appropriate for them. Maybe it is a parent that is listening to me, that would be also useful, inshallah. First of all, a lot of these students, when they come, they feel that they are against a mammoth task, a huge task, and that there are so many years ahead of them. If you're starting a PhD program, or if you're starting a 3 or 4 year undergraduate program, it looks as if there are so many years ahead of you, and a lot of challenges, of course, in these years. But when they pass, you look back, and time seems to have swiftly passed by, and you just wonder, these 3 or 4 or more or less years gone. So this is an indication, I remind you that this is an indication of that life is short, and life passes by very, very quickly. Although at the beginning, when we are young, 2, 3, 4 years pass, they don't feel much. But then, when we are much older, then we realize that a year is really part of a decade, and a decade is part of a huge proportion of our life. And we really need to do well, because time does not stop at all. The second thing is that is if you have passed, alhamdulillah, and for those who passed successfully, remember that Islam likes you to be happy. You need to be happy about your achievement. You need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is nothing wrong with that. But remember that the real happiness is when you take your book in your right hand in the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. The people in the Day of Judgment, there are two types of people. One, the believers, the mu'minun, the muslimun, they will have their book of their deeds in their right hand. And they will be so joyful that they will say, look, read my book. I was sure that I am coming to this point in my life, that we will be resurrected. We will be asked about what we have done on earth. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, the reward for those is Jannah. So remember that by attaining a good thing in life, you need to be thoughtful of what is the ultimate happiness, which is taking your book in your right hand and going to Jannah, inshaAllah. Of course, it may be the case that you have not achieved, or you may have even failed your degree, or you may have not attained the merit you wanted to achieve. Maybe you got a 2 instead of a first class that you thought you would achieve, or you got a 3rd, or you may have failed, or you may have been given a pass degree, which is not because the degrees are given based on honors. So honors degree in X, Y, or Z. And if you just pass, then there is no a degree without honor, which you think it is not. It is really well below what you have hoped for. Or, as I said, you may have failed, but do not despair. If that happens to you or to your relative or to your son or daughter, then do not despair. This is really part of the learning. And a lot of many successful people in life, they are successful because they have failed at some stage and they learned from their failure. And remember that this is not the end of the day. There are always ways to get out of that kind of failure. And by accepting the will of Allah at this stage, because now it is over, you look back and say, why this happened to me? How can I correct it? How can I do better? I don't want that to be a pattern in my life as a professional, as a husband, as a neighbor, because failure is not just to fail a degree at a university. We could fail in many departments, and then we need to understand why we failed and how we correct it and be on the right path to success. Ista'an billah wa la ta'jaz. So if you have attained your degree, a master's degree, a PhD, BA in engineering, medicine, pharmacology, IT, management, maybe accountancy, psychology, sociology, and so on, I congratulate you from the bottom of my heart and remind you of some fundamentals, some aspects that you need to think of after that stage. First of all, you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطَعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Be focused on why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. So this degree is part of that. Islam is a total way of life. And that degree gives you the power to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to manifest this ayah in your life, that I have not created jinn and mankind but to worship me. So you, with a strength of a PhD or a BA or a BSc, by being a professional in your area, that should really enhance that aspect of your life, which is the most important aspect of your life. Second, very quickly, maybe the second item will clarify the first. In the story of Qarun, the very rich man, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. In a nutshell, of course, a lot of us when we graduate, it's hardly we have something to tell about. We starting life, we are competing for jobs, we are starting at the bottom of the ladder. That is really the case. But one day, a lot of you, or at least a good number of you, later on in life, they'll do very well. So remember, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ. Whether that is a financial achievement, or indeed your current achievement is good enough, that you should really seek for what you have, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As they gave the advice to Qarun, his people. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. So seek with the power of the degree you have, الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, the next life, الْجَنَّةِ. That's what you should be aiming at. Of course, it is a way, a mean to have a job and to start a family and to have an income. There is nothing wrong with that. But all of that can be within the remit of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His pleasure and seeking الدار الآخرة, the next life, الجنة. And do not forget your portion on this life. And remember, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Be good to others, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was good to you. We meet, alhamdulillah, we lived long enough to meet, and we were ourselves students, alhamdulillah. I was a student from, at least in this country, from A-levels to PhD. And I know the difficulties facing a student in these stages. It is not easy. And then, alhamdulillah, later on in life, when we achieve, we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was on our side all the time. And we need to pass on that ihsan, that good deed, looking after the others, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after us. If you are a doctor, look after your patient. If you are an accountant, look after the wealth within your grasp. If you are a graduate anyway, look after those who know less than you do. Pass on knowledge. Pass on benefit to the other. وَأَحْسَنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is also very important, dear brothers and sisters. Do not use your authority or your knowledge to spread corruption on earth. And alhamdulillah, we have a lot of that. Particularly where a lot of us come from. Corruption and lack of transparency and bribes and so on. Do not be part of that. You will be there without it, wallahi. Do not take one penny if you think it is not in the halal way. Do not go one step above your current position, but believing that you deserve to be there. Not because it is your father or your relative or someone really wanted you there without your ability or without working hard for it. Because that is corruption. You are taking someone else's position. If you are not strong enough for it, then you are not doing well, are you? Be where you do well. Whether it's here, in the middle, or above, or on the sides, wherever you are, do well. It is not about being high or low. Because all of us serve one another. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا سِخْرِيًّا. I serve you in my area. The doctor, he works sometimes 70, 80 hours a week. He's to serve you. And so on. So it is not one people serving the others. You are serving the community and the community is serving you. So do well in that. And do not spread corruption. Do not be part of corruption wherever you go. Aim high. This is my third advice. Aim high. وَإِذَا كَانَتِ الْآمَالُ كِبَارًا تَعِبَتْ في مرادها الأجسام. If ambitions are high, the bodies will persevere and will be tired to achieve. This is where you should be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ اسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحِ عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the position of Maryam. Maryam did not want to have a child. She is not married. It's a big shame. No one will believe her. It happened that instant in time. It is a miracle and never happened before, and it will never happen after that. She was not happy. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala break the good news to her that the child she is bearing is not any child. It is Isa ibn Maryam. وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. He is at the upfront. He is a leader. He is a role model for all people in this dunya. And he is near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-akhirah. In a nutshell. Aim high. I remember a conversation in the 80s between two of my friends, very good friends, جزاهم الله خير. And so they come from the same country. And they say, look, you know, we are doing PhD here, and all the higher positions are gone. And I was there, you know. And I said, it's not about that. Alhamdulillah now, I mean, it's so many years now, they were even a little bit older than I am. They reach very high. I said, it's not about positions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you where you should be. And there are no positions that are filled that are yours and someone else took them. And that is not really, this should not be your aim. Just a position, you know, head of department, dean of some sort in a university, a CTO, although this is very important. And I said, you have to have the ambition. But do not stop at that. And do not think that someone else took your chance. Because no one takes anyone else's rizq or chance. Work hard, aim high, try to be good to the Muslims and to the community you come from. Try to apply yourself, try to apply your knowledge. Try to seek al-akhirah in all of that. Aim to leave something behind you. And very quickly, there are other things I don't think I will go through them. But attaining a degree is not the end of attaining knowledge. It is the beginning of attaining knowledge. If you are a PhD student and you got your PhD, then this is the beginning. This is just a tool. You learned within 3-4 years how to research, how to open up technology, how to explore and how to push the frontiers of science. You learn that, and you can do that every time. And that is only the beginnings. If you are a doctor, ask any doctor, the graduation is just a beginning of a long life of studying. A long life of studying. And the same now with engineers and other, because technology moves so fast. If you do not keep abreast, you will be behind. People who learn GSM, for example, in mobile in the mid-80s, then you know you have 2.5 generation, then third generation, then fourth generation. Now they talk about fifth generation, and so many supporting technologies. If you have not been, if you are active in the industry, and you have not been abreast with studying and going to workshops and training and conferences, you will be left behind. You will be, you know, at the second generation looking for a legacy network to work on, because you cannot work anywhere else. And the same with the doctor, the same with the accountant. There are new techniques, new tools, etc. Keep on studying, and keep on studying Islam. Keep on studying tajweed, and reading Quran, and fiqh, and tafsir, and seerah. Do that hand in hand. And then aim to leave something behind you. Books, knowledge, charity, a company, something good for the Muslim, and have the intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your intention solely for Allah. Any step you do, there are two people doing the same thing, exactly. And one of them, they go so high with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because their intention is with Allah. They succeed in this dunya and in al-akhirah. And the other one may or may not succeed even in this dunya. And definitely if their work is not for the sake of Allah, then Allah will ask them in the hereafter, go and seek your reward from whoever you worked for. Leave a legacy behind you. Leave books, leave research, leave a generation of students. Even your kids, if that is all you could have done in your life, being good Muslims, good people to their societies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you even after you have passed away to the other life. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. When you came to this country, you, of course, if you are an overseas, or indeed if you come from Birmingham or you come from Leicester and you came to Royal Holloway or to Surrey, so in a different environment, and then also you are in the in a university, you meet so many Muslims from across the world and non-Muslims, and then you learn to care for their causes, for what's happening in their countries. You listen to them, so you become more part of an ummah rather than part of a town or part of a city or a clan or a family. You become more of an ummah Muslim rather than someone who is very, very narrow in his ambitions beliefs. So if you have learned good things here, you take them back and try to compare. And really, what breaks my heart, alhamdulillah, you need to acknowledge that there are so many good things about this society. I'm not talking about the Muslims, the non-Muslims, in terms of system and order and things in place that we don't have back home. And when we go, we just become part of that without really trying to bring this on board. And really, al-hikmatu dallatu al-mu'min. Wisdom is what a believer should be looking for, wherever it is, whoever is doing it. If it is a good practice, adopt it. Do not just go there and be part of a corrupted way of life and lack of transparencies and so on and so forth. Sorry, I say that because I've seen it in my own eyes, and I see people who, you know, they go back and they support dictators and they support military coups and so on. And that's why I like very, very quickly to talk about what happened last Friday in Turkey. The fifth attempt, of course, there were four coups, coup d'etat, military coup d'etat against elected governments. The first one was in 1960, the second one was in 1971, the third was in 1980, and the 1997 was the fourth and the last so far. Military coups are very characteristics to our societies. Military ruling, and if you look without any emotions, look at any country led by military and see how they rank economically, transparency, human rights, just on that merit alone. Whether that was in South America or anywhere else, you'll find they are always at the bottom of the leagues. Turkey, every time there is a coup, the currency was collapsed, the economy went backwards, and so on. This time, and I correct me, I have never seen a military coup faced by people. The people themselves stood in front of the tanks and without Of course, the part of the interior ministry and part of the system was against it. But the people went out to say no. No more military. No more coups. This system is okay. It produces someone which you may like or you may not like, but next time it may produce something better. But military coup does not produce anything but disasters. This gave a huge lesson to all of us, dear brothers and sisters. And please, as graduates and as people with certifications and knowledge, do not be part of the ignorant flocks. Be part of those who really want to change based on a system that can elect someone that cares for this ummah. In Turkey, in the last 10 years or so, there has been a huge leap economically, socially, and so on, even Islamically. And if you have visited Istanbul, and if you can, please do, you'll find the heritage of Islam there. You'll be very proud to be a Muslim, because these people are very proud to be part of the Ottomans and to be the descendants, the grandchildren, if you like, of the Ottomans. So there is a lot happening there, and that is maybe the only reason why a military coup should be in place. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the Muslim countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all our graduates of benefit to this ummah, inshaAllah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في سوريا، وانصر إخواننا المقهورين في العراق، اللهم انصر إخواننا في تركيا، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.